فاهمك. معاك.
Well, تمام. Thank you. You feeling better?
Ma'am?
You feeling better?
Yes and no. I think I may have asthma, a little touch of asthma. I'll have to go get it checked out.
Okay.
How about you guys? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing well. His nose is improving. You know, he had that elective surgery. He's doing well on that. And tomorrow we take Lisa to the doctor. It's the first time she'll see the doctor since she broke her arm.
Oh, wow. So. Okay. Yeah, wow. Does she have a fall or?
Yeah, she tripped over a cord in the hallway that they've had for years, but somebody moved the cord. So, and it was dark. And she severed her elbow bone from the arm. So it was not a, it wasn't a simple break. I saw the x-ray. It was pretty bad. They had to wire it and put screws.
Wow.
And she really hadn't been able, you know, to do anything with just to keep it really still. They didn't really put it in a cast. You know, it's a soft cast. It's more like a form that just fits under the arm. And then a nice bandage. So I guess they don't do things like they used to.
No, they don't. Well, that had to be pretty painful.
Yeah.
So Tony's recovering from his bowel duct.
Yeah, the other thing has been, you know, actually all the stents he had was worse than that surgery. That surgery was nothing. I mean, easy. You know? I mean, he had to watch what he, well, I made him watch what he ate because I prepared his food, everything, and he listened to me. But it really hasn't been horrible. Good evening.
Good evening.
I will be ready in a minute or two.
Okay.
Do you remember what section we are on the...
let me get my... But I have it turned to 48B.
Is that the next one, 48B, or is it 49A? Hannah, did you hear my question? Is anybody there?
Yeah, I'm here. I think she's looking. She went to get her tablet or something.
Okay,
okay.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear
me now? Yes, I can. Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. I have it turned to section 48B, but I don't know if I've missed any. I just checked the recordings to see if you had last night, but I didn't go any further down to see how far as to, you know, to Cooney Zohar.
I'm done understanding Tikkun 4, but I'll check that out. Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, you were correct.
Okay.
It's we're going to be doing section 48B today. And please join me in saying the Anabatoa.
Okay, let me mute.
Okay. Anabatoa, Yadula Chiminka, Lati, Serura, Alaka Gimel Yuta Sabi, Kabel Rinat. Amcha sadvenu tacharein nora kupreshayan sintetun nagibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamre nun gimel dalet yudkashin Barhem Taharem Rahame Sitatha Lamid Gamle Betetresh Saritat Gimel Pasin Kadosh Biro Tuvcha Nael Adata Hetkufet Tetunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Pezayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tariyuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Virav chesed ve'emet, nosei chesed la'alavim, nosei awon wafesha, v'chata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty. By utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, comes from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Yishinte Bitzilu Erhimud Hilud Hilu Erhimu Le'ata L'shem Yud He Bavav He B'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konaneh aleinu maaseh yadeinu konaneh yehov. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanei Nan Dekucha Barichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Wittata. I'm going to skip most of the years today, but the 1 year's energy that we need to continue to say daily is the year 5774. That has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that has that energy in the Tanakh, and we need to continue to say that, because I have noticed when it's been a while since we said it, that's when we're hearing news about rockets coming out of the south or the north. So the verse is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'amil Yisrael untati v'shakam tahtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the letters with their root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awa. Hey, hey, ah, Yozala, me, be, hey, hey, rey, yo, hey, co, me, la, awa, kala, yo, la, wa, wa, pe, hey, la, nu, la, ha, yo, 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 me, la, hey, 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 wa, nu, ta, hey, hey, ah, ah, yo, re, ta, shi, ah, hey, re, yo, yo, awa, me, la, ka, be, wa, shi, re, Yo fe wa la he he kawako me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me he me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be hey pe yo wa be yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me sa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo. Now we will connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da le he wa he me a. Yo cha la me re he, he yo yo, he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa, pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he, he he wa. Nu yo he, he shi a, yo re ta, shi a he. Ray la yo, awa me, la yo be, wa he re. Yo yo wa, la he be, he he. Ta a ko, me nu da, anu yo, he wa me. Re he a, yo he ta, he he he, me ta ha. Wa wa la, yo yo he, asa a la, a re yo. A a la, me ta he, wa he wa, da la yo. Hey yo she ala me nut hey ah nu wata me la hey hey ayo du ko me yo re la hey 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 be hey me za re wa hey be yo wa hey ala wa me za yo da hey be me ta ko ala ah hey hey wa re la hey yo yo me. Hey la yo, hey, hey, hey. This Badikim who left this day. Which is the 25th day of Tevet. Rabbi Yechiel Michel Tukachinsky. And the eighth word of the Anabakoach, we will say in a whisper. We will connect to the first two lines of the Shema Yisrael. Please close your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai. Eloheinu Adonai Echad. We'll now connect to the Ani meditation, which you can find on the last link on the roof. Astrological Times link. Mahut yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Od, you ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Gevura. Yeah. Niwi yoch. Yeah, niwi yoch. Yeah, niwi yoch. Hesed. Yeah, henny way your hair. Yeah, henny way your hair. Yeah, henny way your hair. Bina. Yeah, henny way your hay. Yeah, henny way your hay. Yeah, henny way your hay. Achma, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. We'll now say the abridged Kaddish. Yit kadal v'yit kadash me rabbah. And we all say amen. V'alma dirak yirute v'yam lich malchute b'chayechonu v'yomechonu v'chaye b'kol bet Yisrael v'agala uv'izman kariv. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh v'yit Birkata Vishirata Tushbechata Venehemata Ta'amiran Bialma Yeheshwama Rabba Mishamaya V'chaim aleinu v'alcho Yisrael v'imru amen. O se shalom bimromav v'yase shalom aleinu v'alcho Yisrael v'imru amen. Now let's connect to section 48b of the Tikkuni Zohar. And I will say L'Shem Yichud to begin. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urhibu Uthilu Uthilu Urhibu. Leachda l'shem yudhe bovavhe, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Osu. I can't get started. My memory is slipping tonight. It's this last verse. I will finish with the last word, via It'll come to me eventually, or I'll look it up. But right now, let's begin with section 48b of the Tikkuni Zohar. Al chayilin demasavu ukahane deayihu tevor kad hawa mishadal lekarava leyaliyazalzel. Umit matahar, v'Yisrael mikol chovin ilchom, k'madiat amar ki biyom hazeh, yikaper aleichem, l'tahar yichem, v'gomer, v'yihu d'at hawa tahor hu, Meta tama v'ha'hu azazel v'ha'ki l'meinada u'vahana metahor. Lo v'ayehu ha'wa nesasitav adeden remisha Dahawa mat dake biod mataharat ed hatame kad nulad mishe moshe itvar be alagabe bat paro betara oto kito hu dekham ya at Ya shekin teya umiyad nagiya ayehi Kiat Piatsat Pitsarata Dilalmishi Atadabakat Piatsareat Himadiata Marvahinayat Yado Mitsorat Hishelek Divahu Yinya Zina Dinaga Abeya Bat Paro Parhat Shekinata Menaya Uginda Tadbealit Kareva Begabe Besana Itra Leya Altikaro Salom Shel Naalit Me Auragali Adit Pashet Mehahu Gufa Denageat Beya Bat Paro Tamanachaze Leya De Gufa Divarnash Behai Alma Hayahu Taraat Mam mima shika dehavio livatardi pashet mineya vihadar laganata de eden it lavash begufat kadisha dileya vada ayahu behine shelva tavasharo Haki lavash misha moshe ba Bida ayahu vahi haini Sheva kivasharo Bikada meita Deit marbeya etsem Masami uashir Vatmevashire Ugindamarleya Shelna alcha me araglecha Dagufa dehawa leya kena al Ahudinagea Beya bat paro Dei lavash beachara uvahuzim neachadarat Aya shekinta uginda itchaze nachatze Leia biten deavet beet kadash mieya Yamalaya Hebana Yayadha Dehikar Batikha Wigomer Vaema Behikor Akaramez Mishok Bat Hikach Kayikha Shamor padche picha v'heba Mitzorat kashelek V'lavatarak zeleya Ditzakeya V'yoraita hadahu diktiv Bo v'hane sheva kevashiro Beochekinta Tata Avayahi Agla Arofa Umastara Gifara Shor Vida Ayahu Ufne Shor Vitme Hashpael Hashimeal Umastare De Agala Egel ben bakar lechatat ufairah Iskariot Shekinta Allah Kanat Lat Min Gevura Ushkinta Tata Agla Kanatilat Mine Yaviad Kesed Gevura Diyavid Perchon Karavabi Amale Raim Chelea Uzaraya Minol Almaviot Karenai Parailen Tilameda Achmein Dimata Vikachin Daim Dabioraita Umatagishin Kashvavrim Da am da begin the orita. The alpo ayahimistara. The gavura di itkare. Alkeim uvea. The fit orita. The raishit bira alkim. Begin da talamide Achmeim inun matnagisim Theoraita kishvavrim Daim da ugin da yutke valke Gabor yitzamisti radigalura Yireya bataroa Yitzriya bishavarim Alayaviv Pegaver vitakara Behahuzim nakosukirim Nitalim Megavora Ushmadayut Sevavke Viafilu Melachim Bileallah Israel Diltatah Ulvatar Dinatil Nogma Menehu Yitmale Rachemin Al Yisrael Bekadam Deyehidat Tilkut Nukma Me'am Le'amalek Lo Yetiv Bekor Se'yau Uvahahu Zimnadinatil Nukme Me'veni Esavita lefisa lealata Vayehi geya geayi uvoka Adahu diktiv yeremeya La rachel rachel mebeka Albaniyo ad Yomela Kodesh Beberichu Lea Avara Lon Me'alma Vaito Behon Adit Stava Yemei Min Demachon Vaito Behon Adit Tafra Nason Min chon chavim Vara tere eser shanim Ve'afofim Ishmayo Sheva shanim Yogayo Tilashi azla Garesh Ve'ayo Ve'taroa Vayahi Bechon Sakala Adahu Ikiv Ish Shayolad Benata Alea Kalta Huviavane Hontelashi Shivarim Tal Esh Bedasha Refa Daldat Pana Kegavna Da Isha Refa Azale Garesh Petakoa Diayehu Kerumacha Lekata Lalon Bechareg Shali Shalit Tiru Alamaspe Lamata Fash Lona Sorin The Bait Asorin Malka Kamadiat Amarlies Isur Malfefem Zikim Wikomer Shofar Hole Pesak Mika Kela Vishuvara Salka Bataroa. The English translation. The symbolism is that all thought is purified by the thought of holiness that awakens the pathways of the Shekhinah. It is therefore by the separation of good from evil that the former is attached to and the latter let go of. The principle remains the same with the priests through their taking on of the impurities and then becoming pure in the evening time through the process of holiness that continues awakening its attachment to good. This is an unwritten commentary, but that is the speaking of the question that is difficult to understand, how the waters of the red heifer purify the energy of death. But in the process of purifying, it makes impure the person sprinkling the water, the priest. Continuing. The world of form causes impurity through thoughts that are impure and through impure actions. The metaphor of Moshe and the burning bush reminds us of the sacred role of the Shekhinah in our lives. It is she who purifies us according to the recognition of her presence and the letting go of the negativity of the flesh. It is the pure body of Adam, the spiritual body, and yet something else as well, the body that is spiritualized. This is what happens at the bush, the spiritualization of Moshe in the body of Adam renewed. Once Moshe divests himself of the body that attached itself to him, via the daughter of Pharaoh, then the Shekhinah, the awareness of unity, the holy body of Adam, the divine connection returns to him. The memory of leprosy or diseased flesh is then to be cured by the recognition of the Shekhinah, the ways of Torah, and the truth of the above. The symbols of cow and calf represent the transformed sacrifices that are now evidently spiritual, referring to the pathways of the Shekhinah with their rising above and their ascending below. Now this recognition of Shekhinah and her pathways refer to the thoughts of holiness that remove completely all traces of Amalek and his seed. This means that the transformed person, in completely in touch with heaven, resisting negativity and finally conquering it ultimately. When the scholars argue, they open up new pathways of Torah, turning what may have been as stagnant pathways into new living waterways of inspiration. In effect, their thoughts awaken the Shekhinah and push all obstructions aside. The secret here is that creation came to be in an analogous in the beginning manner. The continuity of unity will always prevail over chaos. The preponderance of evil will be vanquished, never more to be found, becoming devoid of essence and ending up torn to shreds, meaning that nothing can put together that which Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei has taken apart. Therefore shall all evil and darkness return to the void forever. This is the plan for complete annihilation of evil, meaning those thoughts that speak of separation and only are centered in physical realms of endeavor must pass away. All these forms of death are described, alluding to the atonement where sins are discarded and life begun anew, again anew. At this time, the pathways of the Shekhinah are open all the way through, above and below. Makif is trua. This is strangling. The Hebrew word makif means surrounding. The trua is one of the types of blows associated with the shofar. The trua is the unity blow, the single blow, either 9 counts long or 13 counts long. And what the trua does is strangle the separation, which is considered the three blows or the 9 blows. That's the end of section 48B. Are there any questions? I will bid you all good evening and shalom and happy new year. And we will speak again. Tomorrow is Wednesday, so we will have 2 classes, the one at 4:30, the advanced Zohar class, the deeper Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, questions and answers. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.